Quahoga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome courtside to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga first round area basketball tournament tonight against the Shelby County Wildcats. The winner will advance to the area championship and guaranteed a spot in sub-state, while the loser tonight, season in Sylacauga, tipping off in 7.5 minutes against the Wildcats of Shelby County. Again, this is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Brew Market, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Alta Point Health. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, there's no live video of the floor allowed. We do have the Allen Brew Market courtside cam ready for everyone tonight. So we'll have the scoreboard rolling. We'll have the time rolling. We'll have the quarter. You just cannot watch the floor. If you want to watch the Aggies, get your butt in the seats, because if the Aggies win tonight, they will play Wednesday at, I think it's 6:30, but it could be 6. So get here at 6. You might have to wait 30 minutes. But Wednesday will be the area championship game right here at Douglas Martin Court. Alex, the Aggies 2-0 against the Wildcats this season. One time a truly dominant performance here at home. The second time at Shelby County in Columbiana was a little closer. Still, the Aggies a double-digit victory. What do the Shelby County Wildcats bring to the table in this one?
Well, going into this game, Shelby County on a 6-game winning streak, including a 61-58 win over Montevallo, a team that Sylacauga beat in the regional final last year to get to Birmingham. So Montevallo, a good team, second in their area. Their record a little bit, you don't want to look at that being 12-12, but they're a pretty good team. Shelby County beat them on a 6-game winning streak. They're coming in hot. Their last loss, outside of the area losses they have, which they have all 6 of those, 0-6 in the area, their last loss outside of the area was December 1st against Jemison, 51-49. This team is a scary team. Sylacauga has beaten twice already, but it's hard to beat a team 3 times in a year.
Yeah, with Shelby County, we know you have to guard the 3-ball. They do have some height. You have to stop Sutton Reed. You have to stop Nate Byrne. Ryan Sipes can all knock it down from beyond the arc. The Aggies have done a really good job in both matchups on defense against those 3 guys to really force Shelby County to try to work it inside against the Josh Spears, Sarai McMillan. And that's where the Aggies, if they can stop you from doing what you do well, you're going to have a tough time beating them.
Sylacauga, the end of their schedule, the B.B. Comer win, I think, was huge for their confidence. They have, I don't want to say struggled, because they've won so many games, but they haven't been beating teams the way they beat teams earlier in this season. A lot of wins have been gritty down to the fourth quarter, and Sylacauga fans have to realize that you're not going to beat every team by 15 and 20 points, especially when you're playing area games and you're playing within the same classification. Shelby County, this is going to be a tough out. Sylacauga, they hang their hat defensively. They're going to speed you up, make you turn the ball over, and get out in the fast break.
Well, this is the Shelby County team, too, Alex, that has known since early January that they were going to most likely be playing Sylacauga here in the first round of the area tournament. We know they're gassed up, ready to go. We know that they've been prepping for this game. We know that they came to the Winterboro game last Wednesday. Their coaching staff was here to get some extra scouting. This is, again, listen, for them, same thing. If they lose, they go home. This might be feel like a different energy level from Shelby County here tonight.
And Sylacauga ended Shelby County's season last year in this same situation. Sylacauga hosting the area ended up beating Shelby County in that game 68-47, and Sylacauga ended up winning the entire area tournament, Aiden Crow winning the MVP, and it was a sort of the spark that led to that huge run for the Aggies, getting that huge win over Shelby County in the area tournament. Shelby County is going to have a chip on their shoulder, and Silicaca has to come out ready to take those punches and punch back.
Well, we talked about Shelby County's offense, but what about the Aggies? The last two times we've seen them at the true varsity on varsity level, they were on their way to blowing out a really solid Coosa team on the road in a hostile environment a couple Friday nights ago. C.J. Franklin, Eric O'Neill played so well in that game. Shot it well from beyond the arc. Then you get Comer here on senior night that saw, man, every Aggie pretty much see a shot go through the rim, which I think is so big for this team that was on a little bit of a shooting slump, if you will. Offensively, how do the Aggies continue what they've done over the last couple ball games?
Well, you know what? Shelby County more than likely is going to throw at Silicaca tonight, being a zone, whether it's a 1-3-1, a 2-3, or a 3-2, and they're going to throw that at the Aggies. The Aggies are going to have to move offensively, rotate the basketball. In some games this year, Silicaca a little bit stagnant offensively, watching players dribble the air out of the basketball. If they're going to have success against Shelby County, and if they've shown be able to have success against the zone, it's going to be moving without the basketball and moving the basketball quickly and making smart decisions.
All right, that'll wrap up tonight's Starter Physical Therapy tip-off show. We'll have the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and tonight's Central Alabama Community College tip-off when we come back. Again, this has been the Starter Physical Therapy tip-off show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
At Toyota of Silicaca, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Silicaca, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsilicaca.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Silicaca. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Silicaca, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
From Radio Alabama Sports. Sylacauga basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Moments away from your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups, Republic Address announcer Randy Brown, Alex Bauman, Jeremy Law with you tonight. Area tournament round number one. Winner advances to sub-region and the area championship on Wednesday night right here at Douglas Martin Court. The Sylacauga, the one seed, Shelby County, the four seed here tonight as the crowd continuing to pile in for an early tip-off. 5 o'clock tip here at Douglas Martin Court. Again, this is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Now let's give you tonight's starting lineups.
Number zero, Andres McGinnis. Number one, Parker Odin. Number four, Nate. Number five, Sutton Lee. And number 23, Tyson Duncan. Head coach, Cornelius. Now make some noise.
Those are your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups for Shelby County: McGinnis, Odin, Byrne, Reed, and Tyson. And for the Aggies, CJ, Tristan, Josh, Eric, and Kinson. Three referees on the floor ready to roll. The Aggies in white tonight, trimmed in black. Marble City across the chest in Cardinal. Shelby County in the, what's that, road? Kind of maroon, a darker version of red than the Aggies sport here in the Marble City. Uniforms trimmed in white, numbers in black, trimmed in white as we are set for tonight's tip-off. C.J. Franklin will jump it off against Nate Byrne. And again, another team where the Aggies don't have the height advantage. As C.J. in the circle, referee will join him. Here's your Central Alabama Community College tip-off. Basketball in the air, and it's won by C.J. Franklin and the Aggies. Tapped back to Josh Spear, handing it back to Franklin. And here we go. Franklin skip past left side of the floor. KT in the corner to Tristan. Firing it cross court. C.J. Franklin stepping into a three. Franklin, good! A Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer for C.J. Franklin as the Aggies lead it 3-0 here at home. Byrne with it. Off to McGinnis, far side of the floor. He'll go to work on Kinson three. C.J. Franklin matched up with the sniper Sutton Reed as McGinnis firing it off right side to Parker Odin. Odin on the right wing, circles around to the top, stops, gives it back to McGinnis. Driving to the bucket, fouled, no make on the shot, but they will go to the line for two. They'll get the foul on Kinson three after the drive from Andres McGinnis.
That three from C.J. Franklin was huge for the Aggies when they're facing a zone, which is what Shelby County threw at him, that initial possession. You shoot him out of a zone, and Sylacauga is going to feast.
McGinnis at the stripe. Here's the first. Knocks it down. Wasn't a lot of contact on that shot. McGinnis on the second. Two for two. We have a 3-2 ball game. 7:15 to go in the first. Shelby County running the full court pressure. Eric O'Neill making the catch middle of the floor over to Josh Spear. Eric at the top. Franklin firing a deep three left side. Got it! City Pharmacy three-pointer.
Coach Cornelius got to make a decision. Does he stick in this zone if C.J. Franklin continues to knock down three-pointers?
6-2 Aggies driving McGinnis. The whip-around pass and the second foul on Kinson 3.
Kinson 3 chasing the ball handler rather than beating him to a spot. Exactly what Coach Jones just told Sir Ryan is move your feet and beat him to a spot. Stop trying to chase.
Not a lot of contact on either of those for Shelby County. So Kinson 3 comes out. Sarai McMillan comes in. They fire it into the corner to Byrne. Catch and shoot on the three. Good closeout from McMillan. The rebound tapped in the air. Now it's tapped to McMillan. A race for the loose ball on the far side of the floor. It's won by McGinnis and Shelby County. And here comes McGinnis. Back to Byrne in the corner. Another three. This time well too strong. Long rebound again by Shelby County and Duncan Tyson. McGinnis taking it in the corner. Now he'll work on Franklin. McGinnis reversing course, spinning towards the baseline. Back off to Parker Odin. And they'll say CJ tapped it out on the pass, the deflection. And Shelby County will inbound from the sideline. 6-2, Aggies lead it, 6:21 to go, first quarter. Brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. McGinnis close to a five-second count, and he throws it away. Duncan Tyson couldn't get there, and the Aggies will put it in from the same spot.
We saw late to end the regular season that teams tried to slow down Sylacauga and burn a lot of clock when they had the ball to prevent Sylacauga from running this breakneck speed type of offense. And tonight, Sylacauga not allowing Shelby County to do that at all.
CJ with all six for the Aggies. Now it's Eric left side. Sarine making the catch at the free throw line, working on Tyson, picking up the dribble, firing it back off to Eric, taking a screen. O'Neill for three. Side of the rim, no. Rebound tapped, controlled by McMillan. Into the corner for Spear for three. No good. Rebound tapped in the air, volleyed up, controlled by Parker Odin. Tapped out from behind by Spear. Diving out of bounds was Josh Spear, but not in time to save the loose ball. Caleb Endfinger coming in for Shelby County. Tyson checking out. Played 2 minutes, 8 seconds here. Sylacauga with a 6-2 lead. Sutton Reed, his first touch of the game, comes at the 5:45 mark. Left side Byrne, cut off by Whetstone, fighting through a screen. They got away with a walk as Byrne, yes, he traveled.
Clear walk.
The Aggie coaching staff didn't get the call as Byrne knocks down the shot. 6-4, 5.5 to play in the first. Eric right wing, cross court Franklin, looking over to Coach Jones, gives out the set. Shelby County sitting back in the zone. Josh, free throw line catch. Working on Byrne. Had it stripped away, but tapped back to Eric. Eric driving, hopping. Franklin, open three. Good! 3-for-3 for Franklin. And the Aggies lead it 9-4. McGinnis. Well beyond the arc, cutting through the lane. Had it taken away, now it's Whetstone. Running ahead is Tristan. They're going to get a block here on McGinnis. When Shelby County wanted the charge, didn't think it was close. First foul on Shelby County here in the first quarter. Two on the Aggies.
Other side.
9-4. We throw it in to Eric.
Go to work, Eric.
Sir Ryan working on the defender. Eric O'Neill driving past the defender, and then he's fouled. It'll be on the pass. They got the foul on Caleb Infinger. So two fouls apiece here in the first.
Get back, Sir Ryan.
CJ to fire it in.
Franklin, skipping it in, now getting it back. Running the baseline, CJ. Off to Whetstone, back to Franklin. Corner three, this one no good. CJ with his first miss. Good hands on the rebound. McMillan puts it back up and in. Burn in the corner for three, and he rattles it in. Got to get back. Talked about Nate Byrne in the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show.
What a lift Sarayan has given Sylacauga off the bench with KT picking up those two early fouls. He's given a lot of effort to help these Aggies out.
11-7. Byrne has 5 of 7. McGinnis has the other two. Sarayan got stuck in the air, threw it away. Shelby County trying to eat into the Aggie lead. McGinnis bringing it across the midcourt stripe. Left side, Nate Byrne back to McGinnis. Coming off a screen. Again, had it stolen by Spear. Going down to the floor, and you'll get a jump ball. And the arrow will favor Shelby County. Briarwood and Clay Central have both entered the gymnasium. That game coming up next. You can listen to the Clay Central call on our sister station, Classic Country 90.9. Byrne has 7 now for Shelby County.
Way too easy. Still trying to chase the ball handler. You have to beat him to the spot and not let him get that shot off.
CJ to Eric, open three, O'Neal, strong on the shot, rebound by Odin. 11-9, your score, first quarter. Underneath the bucket, Tyson, and we are tied at 11. Comes Corbin Patterson to check in. At the next dead ball, 3:02 to go, first quarter. Eric for three. Got it. Sylacauga's begging for a timeout. Refs didn't give it to us, and Eric O'Neal buries a Marble City Pharmacy three. Reed working it ahead in the front court. 14-11. Aggies lead it by three. Four threes in the game here in the first quarter. Driving McGinnis. Stopping. Spinning. Gave it off to Odin. Now back to McGinnis on the right side drive. Goes underneath the bucket. Missed the shot. Rebound tapped in the air, and McMillan grabs his fourth rebound. Spear open for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. McGinnis already on the other side. Byrne open in the corner. Gets a defender in the air. Byrne for three. Missed it. And the rebound tapped. Race for it. It's O'Neal underneath to Spear. And Spear got fouled. And that was a nasty spill for Parker Odin, who got on top of the back of Josh Spear. And he's down on the floor. That is the third foul of the first quarter on Shelby County. Sylacauga leading it 14-11. A couple new Wildcats coming in, as well as Corbin Patterson. CJ Franklin standing on the baseline. He'll put it in. The bucket is to his right. Have four new Wildcats coming in the game. Underneath, Josh off the inbounds. Sixteen to 11 Aggies. Byrne cut off by Whetstone. Here's Moore. Just checked into the game for the Wildcats, guarded by Franklin. Moore, a freshman, into the corner to Sipes, who came off the bench in this one. Sipes picking up the dribble, feeding it off to Peyton Peters. Peters into the corner, back to Sipes. Sipes picking it up on the right wing, the hands for Franklin, and a steal from CJ. CJ into the corner. Franklin now right wing, inside Spear. He'll spin. He'll get underneath, gets the defender in the air, and makes the shot.
What a move by Josh Spear.
And he got fouled, and he will go to the line.
Tampa.
Good job, Josh.
Not much of a whistle. We've heard louder. I thought they let that one go initially. Josh Speared. It's the Aggies an 18-11 lead with a minute 3 to go in the first.
When Silicon has been the most successful this year and had their biggest wins, those wins where you have a running clock in the fourth quarter, it was when Josh Speared was on that run of when he dropped, I think it was a handful of 20-point games, had a few double-doubles in there. When Josh Speared is aggressive, Silicon is nearly unbeatable because C.J. Franklin himself is also aggressive, so you have two guys ultra-aggressive scoring a lot of points. Hard to guard those two guys.
Into the corner, Shelby County, Burn again for three, 19-14.
That's the third time in a fast break type scenario where Silicaga has lost track of a Shelby County Wildcat. Uncharacteristic of a Coach Jones coach team.
Top of the key, Corbin inside to Spear. They'll crash on him. Josh going to work. Gets a defender in the air, but over the much bigger Duncan Tyson for two. Spear makes it 21-14. Into the front court, Eric going up. He'll dunk it down. Eric O'Neill, the two-handed flush, and the Aggies open it up 23-14. Got to get back on Byrne in the corner. Good closeout. Good three.
The only man doing anything right now for Shelby County offensively is Nate Byrne.
23-17, Nate Byrne is keeping them in the ballgame single-handedly. Patterson at the buzzer for three, no good. And we will go to the second quarter. 23-17, your score. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
You care about people? It shows. And at Alta Point Health, they believe that kind of heart deserves a place to shine. They're hiring for a variety of positions in Clay and Talladega counties, including licensed therapists, LPNs, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote, and others don't require experience to get started. They offer good pay, strong benefits, and a real chance to grow in your career. If you've been waiting for something meaningful, text AltaJobs to 97211.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Start of the second quarter. Silicaga leading at 23-17, 13 points for Nate Byrne of the 17 for Shelby County there in the first quarter. Patterson wants a three. It's short. Rebound Sutton Reed. Byrne running to the corner. Makes the catch in the corner. Fires the three. Knocks it in. He's got 16.
Can't let him even catch the basketball. Deny him the basketball. Silicon, that has to be the key the rest of this basketball game.
16 of 20. Aggies working with it on the right side of the floor in white. Corbin driving, giving it off to Spear. Spear underneath. Got around Tyson again.
I'll say it again. Silicaga is at their best when Josh Spear asserts himself in a basketball game.
Spear with nine of the Aggie 25. Byrne crashed on him. Underneath Tyson laying it in. Shelby County answers back. Franklin on the right wing. Driving past Byrne. Hopping in the air. Giving it off to Spear. At the top to O'Neill. Swinging it. Patterson open three. No good. Rebound tapped in the air. And controlled by Shelby County. And then a foul on the Aggies.
There have been a handful of times where when that shot has gone up, Silicaga's watching it be shot. And if they crash the glass and box out someone on the offensive end, Silicaga would have a lot more second chance points than they have tonight.
25-22, Shelby County. Looking to tie or get it to one on this possession. 6:30 to go, second quarter. Sutton Reed working in between the rings. Left side, Sipes. Byrne is on the bench for Shelby County. Here's Reed trying to get around Franklin. Nowhere to go. Pulls it back off with 6:20 to go in the second. Reed to McGinnis. Who's back on the floor, and then they threw it away. McGinnis threw the ball behind Ryan Sipes. Sulcago will have it in front of us here at the scoring table. Parker Oden coming in for Sipes. The Aggies have led by as many as nine. It sits at three right here. O'Neal for three. No. Rebound, Spear. Underneath, going to work. Josh kicking it off. Franklin, an open three. Got it! Four triples for CJ. 28-22. Franklin with 12. Spear with nine. Eric has five. McMillan has two, 28-22. McGinnis stuck with it. And the Aggies stole it, and then we gave it back. Loose ball down to the floor. Ping pongs around. Whetstone's going to come up with it. Fighting for it on the floor, and it'll be Shelby County basketball after a jump ball is called.
Horn Patterson tries to throw the ball as he's in the air, getting the steal. Needed to come down with that, throw it to CJ. Not a huge rush. Not a lot of people going to beat CJ down the court and then beat him jumping to the basket.
28-22. A little warm in the gym today after a 70-degree sunny day, Alex. Had to get some sweat off the floor. Remember, it was like 18 last week. So here we go.
I'm glad to have the nice weather back, the spring weather. Not looking forward to the pollen, though.
28-22. McGinnis taking the return pass from Oden. He's guarded by Patterson, taking the right side of the lane, throws it up on the rim, and got a friendly roll. Aggie bench wanted to travel, didn't get the call. McGinnis threw it up backwards, and somehow it drops in. Spear inside. Left side, Franklin. Back to the top to Corbin, skipping it over to O'Neal. Driving past the defender. Over to CJ, open three. Good! 15 for Franklin. 4:55 to go in the second.
Feels like a three-point contest between CJ Franklin and Nate Byrne.
Five triples for Franklin. Stolen by Spear. On the run, Josh clearing space. Missed the layup. And then a foul on Josh trying to get the rebound. That's two on Josh.
And I'm sure you can hear Coach Jones yelling at Josh to use the glass. He tries to get nothing but net on a layup.
31-24, here's Byrne. Has to give it up. Good closeout from Whetstone. Reed, defender in the air. Here's Sutton, missing it.
Sulcago, really lucky Sutton Reed didn't make that.
Aggies by seven, 4:20 to go in the second. He was open.
Bad closeout from CJ Franklin. Cannot leave your feet closing out someone like Sutton Reed with his quickness, ability to pump fake and get you on your feet.
Whetstone
like that.
Inside to Spear, and he's fouled on the floor. They got the foul on Caleb Infinger. Got a lot of push in the back on Spear there. Knew he wasn't going to be able to stop Spear from getting to the bucket, but Josh has to come out. He is playing with two. We don't want to get him three in the first half.
That's a huge loss for Sylacauga to have Josh go to the bench. He has done an outstanding job asserting himself down low and opening up the 3 points for CJ.
CJ gets it in to Patterson. Midway through the second quarter, O'Neal open three. Got it. 34-24. Eric O'Neal, a Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer.
If Sylacauga can shoot like this from three every night, it's going to be hard for teams to sit back in those zones.
And what they get? They got an offensive foul on Duncan Tyson. The Aggies survived an early onslaught of threes by Nate Byrne. and have extended the lead to their biggest lead of the night. It sits at 10. Still in the second quarter, a lot of basketball to be played as Corbin is at the top. Eric O'Neill back to Patterson. 3:33 to go in the second. Corbin in the corner. Franklin open. This time it rolls off the rim, no good. McGinnis got it to Reed. Driving is Reed, and he got a tough one to go around Franklin.
Can't play much better defense for C.J. Franklin, making it difficult for Sutton Reed to do much of anything.
34-26, Patterson to Franklin, stepping through the defense. C.J. with the left, missed it, got his own miss. Now the ball's on the floor, and it's picked up by Shelby County. Tyson stuck in the backcourt. This is not going to get past the timeline, and they'll have to burn a timeout. We'll take one with them. 34-26, Aggies lead it with 2:44 to go in the second quarter.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Back after the timeout, Aggie Sports Network fueled by Allen Oil Company and Allen Brew Market. Reed left wing for Shelby County. To the top to McGinnis. McGinnis driving, getting to the rim unimpeded. 34-28. The Aggies have missed their last two field goals. McMillan back in the game. Franklin skipping it to Patterson. Open for three. Corbin knocks it in.
Is there anyone on Sylacauga that cannot make a three-pointer right now?
37-28. Reed with it for the Wildcats. Byrne making the catch outside the arc. It's Tyson. McGinnis near side of the floor. Then an offensive foul called on Shelby County. Little move and screen. And they got it on Sutton Reed. Away from the basketball. Aggies by nine. 2 minutes to go here in the second period. Patterson cutting the lane, firing it back to Franklin, saves the turnover, does CJ. Whetstone trying his chance from three, missed it. Rebound back to Patterson. Corbin, floater, no. Rebound, Patterson got it himself, back to Whetstone. Out to O'Neill, open three. Eric in and out. Here's Tyson in the front court for Shelby County and McGinnis. Reed at the top. Going down the lane, and they'll call a foul on Patterson.
Sutton Reed, that was
another one, another walk that they missed.
The third walk they've missed tonight. Moves his feet before he even takes a single dribble of the basketball.
This will send him to the line. Coach Jones telling the ref it's four times, he's right.
In this quarter, though, Jeremy, I think Sylacauga has been much improved on the offensive glass, getting those rebounds. You saw it in the last possession, getting three of them, no didn't end in points. Much more active, though, than what they've been earlier in this game.
They went 1-for-2. Aggies with an 8-point lead, a minute 14 to go in the half. CJ working the right wing, dribbling with the left hand. He'll pull it back off to midcourt. Over to Patterson, far side, getting a screen. Aggies perfectly fine being patient with it. Now CJ will drive, hop in the air, off to Corbin, back inside Franklin underneath the bucket, missed a layup.
Ah, that's a that fifth close shot they've missed. It's almost a repeat of Coosa Central, Jeremy.
Other than Josh Spear, the Aggies not finding it much underneath the bucket, and they'll get a kick on McMillan. The kick ball will be Shelby County ball. Boy, that was a beautiful feed back inside to Franklin. Just didn't make it. 37-29. Sipes in the corner. Now it's McGinnis. Had it knocked out of his hands. He goes down to the floor with it, and then he waltz. He stood all the way up with it before they called the travel. And then it came all the way across the floor with the whistle. So Sulacaga probably holding for the final shot. 37-29, 23 seconds to go. Patterson will work it ahead.
Shelby County still in their 2-3 zone.
Patterson with 9, with 8, back to Franklin with 7, with 6. CJ lost the behind-the-back dribble. Shelby County came up with it. It'll be Sipes in the front court. They didn't get a shot off. And we'll go to the halftime with an 8-point lead. 37-28, your score at the break. We'll be back with a Star Physical Therapy halftime show. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Protect what matters most with State Farm Agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
This This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. If you like the three ball, well, you've had a pleasant first half. They've been draining for both teams. C.J. Franklin, Eric O'Neill, Corbin Patterson all hitting threes for the Aggies. Nate Byrne, I think he's the only Wildcat that hit one, but he hit like five of them there in the first half, and he kept Shelby County in this ball game. Aggies lead it by 8, 37-29 at the half. A reminder, the winner of this game will play here Wednesday at 6, I believe it is, right here at Douglas Martin Court for the area championship. If it is the Aggies, we will have the Allen Brew Market courtside cam and also as well a radio coverage on Mix 106.5. And another reminder, tomorrow morning, Talladega County Baseball and Softball Media Day live at Radio Alabama. We'll have all the softball and baseball teams from Talladega County in studio. Tomorrow, the Aggie baseball team is at 11. And then I think the softball team had a slight schedule change that made David McCurley's head spin earlier, Alex Bauman. So we'll figure out when the softball team was originally supposed to be at noon. Well, we know the baseball team is at 11. Coach Brewer bringing Rhett Sims and London Howell with him. We'll be pleased to have all the baseball and softball teams across the county in studio tomorrow. But a 37-29 lead, Alex Bauman, C.J. Franklin, and Eric O'Neill hot from beyond the arc. Josh Spear playing well in the paint, but they haven't been able to put away the Shelby County Wildcats in the first half.
Everyone knew going into this game what Shelby County was going to throw at Sylacauga defensively. It was going to be a variation of some sort of zone defense, and Shelby County has played that the entirety of this basketball game. And a way to beat a zone is either get it in the low post and work out of that, or let the big man work down low and shrink the zone, and that opens up the three-pointer, or you shoot him out of the zone. And Sylacauga has done both of those things tonight. They shot the three ball well, spread the zone out, and they've also shrunk the zone using Josh Spear down low to kind of make his own shots under the basket. And then defensively, Sylacauga, the way that they have let Shelby County stay in this game is some uncharacteristic mistakes, whether it's leaving a guy wide open on the fast break, then Nate Byrne in the corner, or it's turning the ball over and leading to Shelby County some easy baskets. Sylacauga has to take care of the basketball in the second half and play much better defensively, much more sound, and communicate and make sure someone like Nate Byrne doesn't get hot. And Sutton Reed himself been quiet, only 3 points. C.J. Franklin has not let him get a whole lot off.
Yeah, other than, Nate Byrne, I mean, they really haven't beat us too much. McGinnis has gotten to the rim a few times. What adjustments do you see, man? Because I think we already saw the adjustment. They closed out on Byrne the whole second quarter. We're able to kind of slow him down. What else do you see that the Aggies need to do offensively? And offensively, is it just keep doing what you're doing?
Offensively, yeah, it's keep doing what you're doing. When Josh Spear's out of the game, though, need to have someone else, whether it's Whetstone or Sarayan, come in and do the same thing Josh was doing, where he's down low creating shots for himself and opening up those three-point jump shots for guys like CJ and Corbin and Eric. And defensively, there's been a couple times where they've given us the easy dribble drives due to not moving their feet. If they're going to want to prevent that, just slide your feet, beat him to a spot, and don't let him get to the basket.
37-29, your score at the break. Sylacauga trying to put away Shelby County, as we'll be back in about 3 minutes to start this second half. Again, this has been the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. The second half on the other side of this break. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Coosa Valley Medical Center, Alta Point Health, and Allen Brew Market.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Don't let a stubborn wound keep you from living life to the fullest. At Coosa Valley Wound Care Center in Sylacauga, their skilled team specializes in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. They use advanced therapies, including their new hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber, which delivers pure oxygen to help your body heal faster. No referral is needed. Just call 256-872-7777 to schedule your appointment today. Coosa Valley Wound Care Center. Advanced healing, close to home.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Back courtside at the Allen Brew Market scoring table. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga and Shelby County about to start this third quarter here at home. We do have a foul discrepancy in the book, and the referee's looking at that now. Sylacauga coming back out on the floor with CJ, Tristan, Josh, KT, and Eric O'Neill with an 8-point lead. They're trying to get this squared away. Still trying to work that out. Alex, are you keeping up with fouls here?
I am not. But if there's a discrepancy with Josh Beer, he only has two.
I think it's the discrepancy with their number 12, Caleb Infinger, who's been playing in the paint. We know Josh only has two. That is correct.
And KT only has two.
I'll try to get this sorted out at the table. Clay Central and Briarwood coming up next here at home. See our friends Rusty Taylor, Coach Weems, Jeremy up there, Jeremy Character. They'll bring you the call on Classic Country. Shroud. Hey, if there's no live video, he ain't coming. That's what he said. So he's getting the night off.
He's missing out on
the
good hospitality.
What's it? The Clay Central Sports Network. They do a good job over there. They'll be live as soon as this game ends on Classic Country 90.9. And here we go. Sylacauga has the opening possession. Eric O'Neill, left side. Cross court, Franklin driving past the defense, hopping in the air. O'Neill, open three, no good. Long rebound. Sutton Reed tracks it down for Shelby County. 37-29, Aggies lead it. Start of the third quarter. Reed on the right side of the floor in Shelby County red. Tyson driving, lost it. It ends up out of bounds, and they'll say Eric touched it last.
Silicaga very lucky that Duncan Tyson's not able to convert that layup. Josh Beard gambles for the steal, has no backside help, and leaves Duncan Tyson wide open. Lucky Eric O'Neill able to get a hand in, bat the ball away.
CJ, excuse me, Josh knocks it out again on the inbounds play. Aggies with an 8-point lead. Reed to inbound. Reed looking, throwing, backcourt. Nate Byrne makes the catch. McGinnis. Reed firing a three, knocking it down.
You cannot let Sutton Reed see the ball go through the net. He's like Drew Mears for Briarwood. When he sees that 1-3 go through, he can make it 4-5 quickly.
Underneath is Spear, working on the defender. Going up, got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Spear knocking down the first at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Spear missed the second. 38-32, Aggies with a 6-point advantage. McGinnis in the front court, Reed open three, air ball. Rebound, tapped. Nate Byrne comes up with it. He'll stop at the free throw line, jab step, getting it off to McGinnis. Spinning on Whetstone, McGinnis. Underneath, Odin is fouled. He'll shoot two. They got the foul on Spear.
Big foul call. Josh Spear with three. He's been the guy in this game that has asserted himself offensively in the low post. Now you wonder where that offense in the low post is going to come from.
Yeah, they got a light shining. They turned it off. There we go. I was worried about that getting in Josh's eyes a second ago at the free throw line. Odin missed the first for them. Josh has to come out. That's tough for the Aggies early here in this third quarter. Spear picking up his third foul. He missed them both, and the rebound tapped by KT. Luckily, Corbin's able to corral it. Silicaga trying to extend this lead. Franklin right wing, back to Corbin at the top of the key. Here's Eric. Tristan calling for it inside. They've really come out deep to guard the ball here in the third quarter. 6:18 to play. Franklin, far side of the floor. Skip pass to the top. Left wing, open three. Patterson, good. Corbin Patterson makes it a 9-point game, 41-32. Reed working it ahead at the right wing, looking over to the bench, getting the call from his coach, Chase Cornelius. Three passes, and now it's Byrne. Runner, good. Woo. Contested shot.
There is not much more Tristan Whetstone could do. He gave Nate Byrne zero space to get that jump shot off.
41-34, Patterson again. This one's off target. Rebound, Kinson three. KT back to Corbin. The Aggies will reset the offense. 5.5 to play in the third. Patterson over to Franklin. Tristan in the corner. Lobs it back to CJ as the Aggies forcing this zone to move right to left. 41-34. CJ. The Aggies being patient with it with a 7-point lead. Here's Eric. As Whetstone fell on the floor, and they got a moving screen on Kinson 3. It's his second.
Three on Kinson.
It's three on Kinson, excuse me.
Another big man for Silicaga.
McMillan will have to check back in. KT has to come out. Yeah, that is a third. He picked up two in the first minute or so in the back in the first quarter. Reed hops in the front court. McGinnis taking a screen. He'll drive. McMillan cuts him off. He'll accelerate to the bucket, and he got fouled, and he made the shot. McGinnis to the free throw line. 41-36. The Aggies keep extending the lead, and then Shelby County keeps answering back. Franklin, overhead pass to Patterson, back to CJ. They have not let CJ get any looks here. Here's Patterson, pass the defense underneath. McMillan makes his layup, and the Aggies get it back to six.
What a feed from Corbin Patterson to Sarayan, though. Draws that low defender, Duncan Tyson, and allows that open layup for Sarayan.
Byrne again, burying a three off a screen. He was covered up by Whetstone. Byrne with 20-plus. Patterson in the corner. Whetstone open. Tristan in and out. Rebound tapped around. It ends up out of bounds, and it will be Shelby County ball with 4:03 to play in the third. Early in this year, although Shelby County 0-6 in the area, they almost knocked off Briarwood in the regular season. They've been in some close battles. They got one tonight, 43-40. McGinnis threw it away. Left side, Franklin fakes the three, back to Patterson. Right side, Eric O'Neill taking a screen. Eric to Franklin, open for three. CJ, short. Rebounded by Tyson and Shelby County. 43-40, Shelby County can tie. Byrne in the corner. He'll drive. He hooked Whetstone, no call. Throws one up on the rim, and Eric O'Neill will grab the rebound. It's good to see Nate Byrne miss one.
It is. Someone besides CJ Franklin is going to have to assert themselves offensively.
Here's Whetstone taking it strong to the rim. 45-40.
Got to drive the ball, guys.
Reed driving off the off the rim and in. They call it a goaltend, but we'll say CJ touched it after it went off the rim and then it went in. They answer back, 45-42. Well, Reed has a lot of bounce in that step.
Thank you.
45-42, 2:51 to go in the third. CJ in the front court, grabbing a screen, taking it right side. Now McMillan rolling to the bucket. McMillan underneath the defense got fouled. And Sarayan will go to the line for two free throws.
With Josh Spear out of the game and CJ Franklin not been as effective in the second half as he was in the first, someone's going to have to step up in that low post to create these shots in that low post, but also some open three-point opportunities.
McMillan for two at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Hits the first. Tyson back in for Shelby County. Go, here, go, here. 46-42. Finally, McMillan will take the second. Missed it. And a lane violation on McMillan. Aggies by four, 46-42. Reed back in for McGinnis. They tried a backdoor cut, and nobody home. Reed threw it away. Burns coming out, Sykes coming in. 46-42. Aggies with the basketball. Franklin working it up. CJ drifting to the far side of the floor. It's Patterson on the much shorter read. Should have been a block foul.
Shelby County switch to man.
And CJ in traffic, sipping it to McMillan, and an offensive foul on McMillan.
I don't know about that one. The way this game's been called and how physical that has been on both ends, not the biggest fan of that one. A little bit of a flop from the defender.
Reed coming off a screen, stepping back for three. He missed it, and the rebound out of bounds, and they'll say Odin touched it. He went way up with CJ and Eric and knocked it out. Minute 49 to go in the third. Silicaga only scoring 9 points here in the third quarter.
Shelby County still in their man defense, switching out of the zone they've been sitting in the entire game.
Here's Patterson on the drive. The kick in the corner to Eric. Eric on the much smaller read. They pass him off, and now left side of the floor, Franklin. Minute 18 to play in the third quarter. Silicaga being patient with it with a four-point lead, 46-42. Franklin directing traffic with the left hand. CJ burning some clock. Patterson kicking it off. Whetstone pulls it back out with 51 seconds to go. McMillan on Tyson, hopping in the air. Back to Patterson, an open three. Corbin, no. Rebounded by McGinnis. Running ahead, McGinnis at the rim. Fouled and one.
Can't let that happen if you're CJ Franklin.
Wow.
Let him drive right by him.
46-44.
And I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, on a fast break at any point, you can't chase anybody. I don't care how athletic you are. You have to beat him to a spot.
They missed the free throw. Aggies by two with 36 seconds to go. CJ in front of the Aggie fans all the way across the floor. 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Franklin taking his time. He's not on a count with 16, with 15. Last time the Aggies didn't get a shot off in this situation before the half. Franklin fouled on the floor. Just the third foul on Shelby County. And a couple to give here with 10.4 to go. Aggies win bound. In the corner to Patterson, open for three, no. Rebound McMillan, going up, got the shot to go. McMillan on the glass, McGinnis, the heave at the buzzer, no good. And Silicaga will take a four-point lead into the fourth quarter, 48-44. After three, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Celebrate Silicaga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Silicaga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Silicaga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC provider of the Aggie Sports Network. 48-44. As we start the fourth quarter, Shelby County will have the basketball first. Reed, who knocked home a three in the third, brings it across. Comes off a screen. It's Reed. Guarded by Franklin. Go in the opposite direction. Reed got stuck in the air. Got it off to Tyson. Silicaga trying to hold on here in the fourth. McGinnis had it ripped away by Patterson. Good start for the Aggies on defense. Whetstone, the overhead pass. Franklin, open three. No. The Aggies have been cold from deep since the first half. 48-44. Burn at the top. Reed traveled. Still didn't call it.
Oh, carry, travel. Might as well let him walk down to the basket.
Reed now stepping back and knocking home a three ball. 48-47. Shelby County fans making some noise for the first time in a decade, it feels like. Haven't had Silicaga on the ropes in a while. Here's Spear working on Tyson, getting underneath, got blocked. 48-47. Tyson on the other side. Brings it to his waist, kicks it off to Reed. Close out from Franklin. Good defense from CJ. Now Reed fires another one. It's too strong, and Tristan grabs the rebound. Let's go get a bucket. Leading by one with 6:15 to go in the fourth.
These are the moments in games where CJ Franklin usually takes over for the Aggies.
Timeout. Silicaga will take one, too. 48-47 with 6:11 to go in the fourth quarter.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Silicaga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Back court side. 48-47, Shelby County coming out a little late after the timeout. It'll be Silicaga basketball. Patterson to put it in. Aggies with a one-point lead here in the fourth. 6:09 to play. Patterson, boy, got fouled hard, and the reach will be called on Reed. is on the pass. And the Aggies reheat from deep. We skipped it into Spear, and he finally gets a layup to drop. Josh probably got fouled on the way up, 50-47.
I have no idea how Josh Spear got that shot off down low. Two people draped on, the ball's at his feet, and able to get it up at the basket.
Reed left wing for Shelby County. Aggies by three. Reed in the air, threw it up on the rim, and he got fouled. Shot dropped. One more coming from Reed. Just a second foul on Franklin. Reed trying to tie the game. And he does. 50-50 with 5:38 to go in the fourth. The Aggies have led by as many as 10. Shelby County is eating into that here in the second half. Patterson, right side to Eric. Over to Franklin. Josh Spear on the floor with three fouls here in the fourth quarter. CJ directing traffic. Here's Spear. We'll work on Tyson. He'll spin. He'll go up. And we didn't finish. Got his own miss. The putback, though, is good. And the foul. Spear to the stripe.
Someone needs to take over in this fourth quarter. Usually it's been C.J. Franklin. Tonight, early in the fourth quarter, it's been Josh Spear, relentless at the basket.
We're lucky he didn't make the first, because here's a free throw coming for Spear at the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. Josh, free throw, no good. 52-50. Reed, front court, burn. Tyson out up top. Got away with a walk. Now it's Reed. Burn, left wing. Back to the top to Tyson to McGinnis. 4:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Aggies in an elimination game tonight against Shelby County. At the top, Patterson. Burn, left side now. Shelby County trying to get an open look. McGinnis taking the feed from Burn. Here's a screen, and it leads to a foul on the roll from Tyson, and they'll shoot two free throws. He's got the foul on Tristan Whetstone. Tyson missed the first. What a game we have. 4:07 to play in the fourth. Tyson missed them both. 52-50. 4 minutes to play, midway through the fourth. Franklin on the left side of the floor in white, firing it over to Patterson. Patterson looking down the defense, giving it off to O'Neill. Now it's Whetstone inside to Spear. Underneath, Josh got fouled, and back to the line we go.
Loving Josh Spear tonight, and his assertiveness down low. Three-pointers have not fallen in this second half. He's been struggling with foul trouble, wasn't in for much of that third quarter. In the fourth, he has taken over.
Tyson's got to have at least four at this point. We need these free throws badly. Spear missed the first. Spear for another one. Aggies 52-50. And if we make this, Coach Jones has called a timeout. Spears second. Got it. The Aggies get a timeout. 30-second timeout. Let's stay here, Alex. Haven't had much time for analysis here in the second half. 53-50. The Aggies haven't done much scoring here in the second half. Shelby County, really not that much either, but they've inched their way back in this game. Now a three-point game. What has Shelby County done well here in the second? How do the Aggies close it out?
Shelby County's gotten their best player going in this second half. Sutton Reed has been a handful in this fourth quarter, really. And Nate Byrne, kind of quiet. Silicog has to do better on Sutton Reed. Take him out of the basketball game. And don't let a guy in McGinnis get to the basket. That's where he's killed him. Is McGinnis getting to the basket, Sutton Reed getting some shots up and getting to the foul line, and Nate Byrne on the three-point line. Those are your three guys for Silicaga you have to worry about.
The Aggies will get the press. 53-50. Find Nate Byrne. Find Sutton Reed. They'll trap in the backcourt. Underneath, it's Infinger putting it up and in. 53-52. 3:25 to go, fourth quarter. Aggies with a one-point lead. CJ dribbling to the left wing. Getting past the defender, kicking it back off to Spear. Working out beyond the arc is Spear. Spear stuck with it. Now it's Franklin. Taking the pass from Josh. Back inside, and then a foul called on Infinger again. That's his fifth. His night is done. And just checked back in the game. 53-52. It's the fourth foul on Shelby County. We got it into Franklin. Get it off to Patterson. Eric to Corbin, and he had his pass tipped away out of bounds. 2:52 to play in the fourth. 53-52. CJ to put it in on the sideline. Right side of the floor, O'Neal. Aggies trying to hang on. Advance to the sub-region and to the area championship game on Wednesday. Eric giving out the signal. Swinging it, right key, now inside Spear. It's Josh, lost it, hops in the air, got it back. Gives it off, now back underneath. Spear missed the layup, and then an offensive foul. Late call on Spear, that's his fourth. It wouldn't have mattered if he made it or not. That is the fourth on Spear. 53-52, Shelby County can take the lead here.
I'm a fan of the no call there.
Reed at the top. 2:10 to go. Fires a three, in and out. Whoa. My goodness, that went all the way down and popped out. The Aggies need to capitalize. Here's Franklin. Over to Spear. Back off to Whetstone. Underneath CJ. Got the defender in the air. Over to Patterson. Now the Aggies reset it with a minute 50 to go. Here's Patterson driving, hopping. CJ in the corner to Whetstone. Tristan down the lane. Got it off. Whetstone floating it up. Scoring is Whetstone. 55-52 with 90 seconds to play. Three up. Byrne missed it. Rebound. Patterson.
Big board from Corbin Patterson. Josh Spear had his guy box out. Went over. Seven. Corbin Patterson sneaks by him and skies for that rebound.
What a lucky bounce on the last bucket. 55-52. We get it off to Franklin. Back to Corbin. And a foul on Reed will send Patterson to the free throw line. Shelby County's going to get a timeout. We'll take one with them. 55-52 with a minute 7 to go. Aggies lead it by 3.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
55-52. Aggies lead it by three. It'll be Corbin Patterson at the free throw line. Waiting on Shelby County to get back on the floor. Two free throws for Patterson. Shelby County coming out of the huddle. Two big free throws for Patterson at that. Corbin steps up to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. The first one, good. Big make. A two-possession game with a minute seven to go.
Same way. One more.
The senior again missed the second. And the rebound tapped out of bounds. And they'll say Josh touched it last.
Boy, that was out on Tyson.
A huge miss from the official. Where we're sitting, Tyson was in front, had his hand in front, and the last one to touch it.
Minute to play. Odin at the top for Shelby County to burn. A four-point Aggie lead. We went for the steal. Now it's McGinnis. Back to Reed, way out from beyond the arc. 50 seconds to go. Reed taking a screen, driving down the lane, putting one up. Missed it, and the rebound by Franklin. CJ gets it off to Eric. Franklin bringing it ahead. 56-52. Eric O'Neill in the front court. Here's Eric. We can dribble it out. They'll force him to foul us. As here's Franklin hopping in the air, giving it off to O'Neill. And now they'll foul Eric O'Neill. And a chance to get up by six with 24.2 to go. Surprise, Shelby County led 18, 20 seconds roll off.
I kind of am. Usually if they're going to do that, they're going to try to go into a trap defense. They just let Silicaga move the ball around. If you're going to play that type of defense, go ahead and foul.
Here's Eric at the stripe. Missed it.
Free throw has been Silicaga's Achilles heel all season. Around a 55% free throw shooting team.
Eric for one more. Got the second. Silicaga's going to call a timeout. What a game. 57-52. Aggies with a five-point lead. We got a full timeout. We'll take one, too. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Aggies lead it by five with 24.2 to go in the ball game.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Silicauga.
Back after the timeout, 57-52. Silicauga with a five-point lead. 24.2 to go in the ballgame. The Aggies have a foul to give.
Sylacauga defensively. Don't gamble. We saw it the previous defensive possession. Sylacauga gambled, got lucky. Shelby County wasn't able to capitalize on it. So don't gamble. Don't recklessly close out. C.J. Franklin's done that a couple times tonight. And move your feet defensively. Don't let him beat you to the basket.
Burn gets it into McGinnis. With 23 seconds to go, it's McGinnis. Turning, giving it off to Tyson. Here's Reed with 18, with 17, with 16. Reed way off the mark. Rebounded by Patterson. Spear comes out with it into the front court to Eric. C.J. in the corner with 8, with 7. And C.J. is fouled, and the Aggies are going to win the ball game.
Another great rebound from Corbin Patterson off the miss. Has had two of those in his clutch time.
They lived by the three and they died by the three. Sutton Reed 0 for 3 on his last three. Missed everything on two of them. And CJ to shoot two free throws. Shelby County just bringing guys in and out, in and out. You make one, you feel good. If you make both, you can start celebrating as Franklin missed the first. Franklin again. Missed them both. Rebound with 6, with 5. It's Byrne with 3, with 2, with 1 shot. No! And the Aggies advance. 57-52 winners over Shelby County. We're going to the area championship. And the Aggies again have made it to Substate with a win again over Shelby County, 57-52. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy postgame show.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. 57-52. Aggies get out of here with a win over Shelby County. I wasn't surprised by the fire that Shelby County played with tonight. An improved basketball team from the last couple of years. We knew coming into this game, Alex, if they make threes, they can be dangerous. They did that, and the Aggies find a way to win. Again, 57-52 over the Shelby County Wildcats.
You're at the point in the season now where you're going to get everyone's best basketball game. You got Shelby County's best basketball game tonight. That it might have not finished it the way they wanted to. Shelby County gave Sylacauga everything they could handle. Sylacauga able to weather the storm. Josh Beer huge in that fourth quarter, under the basket, getting to the free throw line, converting. Huge for Spear tonight in the second half.
57-52. Run us through some Aggie point totals. C.J. Franklin electric in the first half. Kind of spread it out a little bit in the second half. The team overall getting the job done.
C.J. Franklin 15 all in the first half, all off three-pointers. Corbin with 7. Sarine with 7. Eric with 9. Whetstone with 4. And Josh Beer with 15. Have to give a shout-out to Sarine as well, with Josh Beer and Kids in 3 dealing with foul trouble. Felt like he came in that time and gave Sylacauga a huge lift. And they might have not showed up in the point category, but the rebounds and a lot of the dirty work Sarine did an excellent job at for Sylacauga.
They will play the winner of Clay Central and Briarwood on Wednesday night right here
Man, what a game, Alex. Sum it up. I mean, it was back and forth. The Aggies would get up by 10. Reed or Byrne would hit a big three or two or three in a row. They'd get it to one. They even tied this game up at 52-52, and the Aggies closed it out with a 5-0 run.
I said at the beginning, we knew Sylacauga was going to get punched in the mouth by Shelby County, and they took those punches and they dealt punches of their own to Shelby County. Josh Beer under the basket tonight in that fourth quarter was huge. And in the first quarter, he was also huge, opening up the three-pointers for guys like C.J. Franklin and Eric and Corbin in this game tonight. Josh Beer, it all started with him, and it really all ended with him for the Aggies.
Now, the Aggies, if one of these teams win, will face a team like the one they just played that's going to shoot a ton of threes, that would be Briarwood. And if the other team wins, you're going to see a dramatic change in the pace of play on Wednesday night right here, right?
Clay Central, they're going to slow it down to a almost dead speed. They're going to walk the ball up the court, take multiple minutes off the clock on an offensive possession. Briarwood's, like you said, Jeremy, the complete opposite of that, similar to Shelby County, where they want to get down and go, kind of like Nate Oates' offense at Alabama, where they're going to want to get that offense rolling, shoot those three-pointers, and just keep it rolling back and forth.
Sylacauga again, winners here tonight. 57-52 over the Shelby County Wildcats. We got to get up because there's some more media members that need to sit down for the next game, Alex. We're going to pack it up. Again, thank you for joining us tonight. Aggies winners and advancing to sub-state and the area championship game, which will be here on Wednesday night. Again, 57-52 over Shelby County. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.